So this patient is going to have a diagnosis of Cushing disease, which refers to an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. This is the most common endogenous cause of Cushing syndrome. So Cushing syndrome just refers to how the patient appears. There's numerous etiologies. The most common cause of Cushing syndrome overall is exogenous glucocorticoids. So if the patient's taking prednisone for an autoimmune disease such as SLE, IBD, RA, that's the most common cause overall of Cushing syndrome, just how the patient appears. The most common cause of Cushing syndrome endogenously is Cushing disease, which refers to an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. Now, the ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary, Cushing disease, is the only etiology of Cushing syndrome that will successfully experience a suppression of cortisol with high dose dex. Okay, so if we give high dose dexamethasone to a patient who has endogenous Cushing syndrome and cortisol does not go down, the meaning for the USMLE is that the patient does not have Cushing disease. The patient does not have an anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH. Now, when we have high do or sorry, when we have high ACTH and high dose dexamethasone does not suppress cortisol, that refers to small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. Okay, so this patient's a smoker for 50 years. It's like, ooh, wow, could this be lung cancer? It's not, because we have successful suppression of cortisol with high dose dex. We are not going to have that suppression with lung cancer. So this is the point of this question, is to assess whether you know that Cushing disease, the anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH, whether you know that that's the only etiology of Cushing syndrome that will suppress with the high dose dex. Now, of course, other causes of Cushing syndrome being primary adrenal, such as a cortisol secreting adenoma of the adrenal cortex or diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex, but those are eliminated from consideration here because we have high ACTH. Because if those were the etiology, wouldn't our ACTH be suppressed, right? So we eliminate those. We would do CT of the abdomen to check for a primary adrenal cause if that were the case, and it would be with contrast. I decided to be an asshole and put without contrast as a distractor. Some students would be like, oh shit, like which one is it? It's neither in this case. Of course, it'll be pituitary MRI as the answer here. And if we had small cell bronchogenic carcinoma as the diagnosis, as the most likely diagnosis, then we would do a chest X-ray before chest CT. Okay, so. That's all you really need to know for this question. Once again, I did a lengthy discussion of dexamethasone suppression test in question 154. You can check that out. That's it.